Making school buildings strong enough to withstand a major earthquake is one of the highest priorities for emergency planners on the West Coast. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports Washington State is taking small steps to identify the most vulnerable schools, while Oregon is actually spending to fix things.
School!
Dozens of fifth graders at Southworth Elementary School in Yelm, Washington, were happy to help professional geologists assess their school's seismic safety.
All right, ready? One, two, three!
They repeatedly jumped in unison to make the ground vibrate and generate seismic data about the local soil. This is one of 15 area schools to be evaluated this fall, thanks to a federal grant along with donated time from structural engineers. That leaves, oh, between 1,500 to 2,000 more schools to go, says Washington Emergency Management's John Schelling.
You know, you've got to start with the screening and figure out what's vulnerable, what's at risk, so then you can make those informed decisions about where to invest resources in the most cost-efficient and effective way possible.
California, Oregon, and British Columbia are way ahead of Washington State in screening all of their schools. This year, the Oregon legislature even allocated $175 million to make seismic upgrades to vulnerable public school and university buildings. I'm Tom Bonsi in Yelm, Washington.